Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when finally we have come to the end of the line on this crisis mentality regarding the voting rights bills, so-called. It's the Freedom to Vote Act and then the John Lewis Memorial Freedom to Vote. That one is actually one that has to do with really fairly technical aspects of voting law. But the truth of the matter is, it is not a crisis. It's there's an extraordinary quote from Chuck Schumer, who after the Democrats failed, they failed to get enough votes to advance their voting rights bills. And then they also failed to get enough votes, namely any Republican votes, or in the two Democratic votes they needed, to get a tie vote so Kamala Harris could then act as the tie-breaking vote and they could eliminate the filibuster just for this one issue, and then I'm sure they would put it back. Probably not, by the way. But the point is, for Chuck Schumer to say at the end of all this, our Republican colleagues don't even acknowledge that we have a crisis, said Mr. Schumer, citing new voting restrictions in states like Montana, Texas, and Florida. He cited past voter suppression efforts against black Americans, calling the GOP stance today particularly disgraceful, particularly abhorrent, particularly obnoxious. Really? We'll talk to somebody who knows something about the struggle for equal justice and the struggle for voting rights. His name is Jason Riley. I cited his work to you earlier this week. Is this really a crisis? How is it a crisis when the participation of black people in American politics is at an all-time high? And when a nonpartisan effort to measure the ease with which American people thought they were approaching the challenge of voting, they asked people, do you think that voting this time was easy, very easy? 94% thought it was easy or very easy. There were only 6% who had a tough time voting in this last election. So where exactly is the crisis? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be speaking about this with Jason Riley, and we will put off the idea of the Twitter attacks, which are pretty nasty, on Kristen Bell, who is a beloved star of the Frozen franchise. She is the voice of Anna. She posted some photos, or some photos were posted on her of the internet, and people are calling it disgraceful. Was she posing with some major criminal? No. Was she nude? No, not at all. They'd be perfectly modest, even wearing a little turquoise cap. And what's so horrific of the photos? Well, you can look for yourself. We've posted them at our website at michaelmedved.com. And it just shows you some of what is going on in the left in this country. And speaking of what's going on in the left, anybody out there think President Biden did a great job? I mean, look, he stood up there for 2 hours. He took questions. Yes, it seemed like he had a prepared list of reporters he wanted to honor with questions, but there are a lot of reporters there, and he got a lot of tough questions, and he gave a lot of answers that have now required immediate explanation and backpedaling and looking at things differently. And speaking of looking at things differently, what about a columnist who says that he actually supports the idea that is now popular in France, that we've got to make life, a lot of the challenges of daily life, more difficult for the people who are, he calls, vaccine refuseniks, people who refuse to get vaccinated despite the fact that by doing so they'd be helping themselves and the rest of society. So how are you going to make things more difficult for people? No, this does not involve any plans for detention camps or re-education camps for non-vaxxers. And then we will also be talking about political wild cards for 2022. One of the cards that is being filled up and is not going to be so wild is Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the Republicans in the House, who's likely to be the new speaker coming up. When that takes place, he won't be there with at a loss to answer the question that President Biden put yesterday, plaintively, at his press conference. President Biden said, but what are the Republicans for? We know what they're against. What are they for? They're putting together a new version of Contract with America. Newt Gingrich apparently is involved. We may be speaking with him soon. But Kevin McCarthy has given an indication about some of the promises that Republicans and virtually all Republican candidates are going to sign on to. And no, it has nothing to do with stopping the steal. It has nothing to do with conspiracy theories about exposing pedophile, satanic, blood-drinking tortures in the basement of a pizza parlor. None of that. It's constructive. And it's good. And it's the kind of change you want for the Republican Party. And speaking of the changes for the Republican Party, there's speculation in the National Review that maybe, just maybe, the Republican Party picked the right time to lose and to lose control of the Congress and maybe the presidency. Now, you say there's never a right time to lose. But the question they're raising, and I think it's an interesting one, is if President Trump had actually won re-election, would he be blamed for the ongoing virus, assuming that the virus took its own course? Would he be blamed for some of the challenges in the economy, including the inflation? It's an interesting thing, and it's fascinating to think how things might have been different, but we will get to that as well on the Medved Show. First up, last night on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell, who is very much an institutionalist, said this when they finally got done of voting down the changes that the Democrats wanted in Senate rules and in our voting regulations. Clip 4.
This country will be shielded from their radicalism tonight. And make no mistake about it, this is radicalism designed to fundamentally change America in every conceivable way to the disadvantage of virtually all the constituents represented by people on this side of the aisle, and theirs as well, if they were willing to admit it. So the Senate will be saved tonight. America can breathe a sigh of relief. This radicalism will have been stopped, and it's a good day for America. I yield the floor.
Yeah, maybe not the greatest day and for the greatest nation and God's greatest, but it's a good day for America. And yet you have Senator Schumer, Chuck Schumer, saying the Republicans don't even acknowledge that we have a crisis. What exactly is the crisis? What is it? We have a crisis in Ukraine. Was that handled well by the President of the United States yesterday? The Ukrainian President doesn't seem to think so, nor basically anybody else. So what happens next? And where do we go? And what about the idea of congressional cooperation? Oh, yeah. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Medved show, talking about the aftermath to the Democrats and the voting fairness issue, the voting, they say, suppression issue of the Republicans aiming their considerable power to try to prevent black people from voting. That's basically the essence. And one of the things I realized about this last night, as I was reading all this stuff, is for a lot of people, on the liberal side of things, and this very much includes Joe Biden, includes lots of people I know. I knew Joe Lieberman long, long ago when he was in law school. And Joe Lieberman took a summer off to go try to register black voters down in Mississippi. This was in like 1966. And there's so many people, and particularly people who are on the liberal side of things, including Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton grew up as a Goldwater girl. Her parents were conservative. And part of what turned her into the liberal progressive she very much is today, whatever you think of her, what turned her in that direction initially was she heard Dr. King preach. She took on the civil rights movement. That became an important thing to her. And see, we are ruled in so many ways, certainly in musical tastes, in terms of movies. I mean, look at the movies that are up for the Oscars this year. They're all movies from the 60s, basically, either being remade like West Side Story, or they're about the 60s or early 70s like Licorice Pizza. Dune, which is a major Oscar contender, was a novel that was written in 1965, the first Dune. The Power of the Dog takes place in 1925. That was a book that was published, the novel, in 1967. We can't escape it. It's those salad days of baby boomers, and yes, I still remember intensely all of the stupid stuff and some of the good stuff that I was doing back when I was in college and in law school. And yeah, so this is nostalgic for people. But it's not nostalgic for Tim Scott, who's younger, and who, unlike most of the people we're talking about, was not securely in the middle class trying to show our social justice commitment and our general compassion. Tim Scott was trying to struggle to keep help his family together with a single mother and housing projects and no background. I think his mother worked at a laundromat for a while. But this is the way that Tim Scott, the great senator from South Carolina, who, yes, I do believe is a very serious possibility for the presidency in 2024, the way that he was responding to some of the outrageous rhetoric from Democrats, including the president of the United States. This is 7A.
I felt frustration and irritation rising in my soul as I keep hearing the references to Jim Crow. I asked myself how many Americans understand what Jim Crow was. I am so thankful that we are not living in those days. But just for those who don't appreciate the Jim Crow that was. It was a time when my grandfather, born in 1921, would have experienced it if he was still alive. He could tell the stories of the Jim Crow South and the Jim Crow era, an era where in order for a black person to vote, you had to pass a literacy test. It would include the threat of being lynched, literally killed, because those in power wanted to stop black folks from realizing the right to vote. It would include beatings and the power of intimidation, the loss of your job if you dared to show up to vote.
And by the way, that meant vote Republican, because that Republican Party was the party for blacks in the South. The Democrats totally dominated the offices, governor and mayor, state legislatures. It was totally white Democrats. That's what you had. And he goes on about the new Georgia voting law. He, of course, senator from South Carolina. This is clip B.
What we know about the Georgia law is the controversy that the president spoke about and that we heard members of Congress speak about over the weekend is it is illegal to get water while waiting to vote. Now, that claim has been proven false. It is not illegal to get water while waiting in line. That is false. The only time you can't get water while waiting in line to vote, according to the Georgia law, there's a partisan, someone campaigning for someone, you can't bring them water. But if you are an election worker or a relative, you can, of course, bring the person water. So that was completely false. But if that is the threshold of the new Jim Crow era, it looks nothing like the past. However, even that is false.
And then this about what Georgia actually was doing with its election reform. This is Senator Tim Scott.
What else is in that Georgia law that is supposedly the poster child of voter suppression? It allows for early voting to include now the souls to the polls, where you have Sundays where you can vote early. As a matter of fact, 17 days of early voting, more early voting than the president's own home state or New York. It allows for mail-in ballots without an excuse. The same thing that was turned down by the voters in New York. No excuse. On demand, mail-in ballots is now the law in Georgia. New drop boxes. That pre-pandemic, it was not legal to have a drop box in Georgia. Now it is legal to have a drop box in Georgia. And voter ID, supported by at least 60% of African Americans, 60% of Hispanics, 60% or more of the majority population.
And okay, after this powerful and I think effective speech, Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, had this to say to Senator Scott.
Black folks disproportionately are waiting 5, 10, 15 times longer. Facts. The burden of long lines in polling places, closures in Texas, in the post-Shelby County area, often falls disproportionately on black and Latino voters. Congresswoman, of the approximately 750 sites Texas has closed since Shelby v. Holder, 542 were in the 50 counties with the fastest growing black and Latino populations. Don't lecture me about Jim Crow. I know this is not 1965. That's what makes me so outraged. It's 2022. And they're blatantly removing more polling places from the counties where black and Latinos are overrepresented. I'm not making that up. That is a fact.
It is not a fact. And to contradict that fact, we're going to be speaking to Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal. If it's getting so much harder for black people to vote, how come the rate of black voting is up, up, up? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are concerned about the state of the pandemic given the spread of the Omicron variant. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which noted 58% believe the pandemic is getting worse. Half of those surveyed are concerned about coming down with the virus. The FAA is warning that 5G restrictions may impact aircraft landing in bad weather. There are low visibility concerns at a number of U.S. airports. The FAA fears that 5G cell phone signals could interfere with crucial aircraft equipment. Verizon and AT&T agreed this week to delay a rollout of 5G towers near airports. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular gasoline ticked up to $3.32 a gallon on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jason Riley is an opinion columnist at the Wall Street Journal, where his column, Upward Mobility, has run ever since 2016. He's also a senior fellow at Manhattan Institute and provides television commentary for various news outlets. He is the author of a terrific biography and actually also a documentary film that's outstanding about Thomas Sowell, the great black American economist. It's called Maverick, a biography of Thomas Sowell. That came out last year. Jason's also the author of a new column that is must reading for anybody who cares about these issues, and it's The Racial Progress Democrats Won't Admit. What won't they admit, Jason?
Well, I was writing that in the context of this debate over voting rights and the left's insistence that we're talking about voter suppression here and Jim Crow 2.0. And I just wanted to get at how over the top that rhetoric is. I mean, there are millions of people alive today, Michael, who remember when places like Georgia and Mississippi and Tennessee had some of the lowest black voter registration rates in the country. Today, those places have some of the highest black voter registration rates in the country and some of the highest turnout rates in the country. And in a sane political environment, we would be celebrating this progress that has been made, but that is not what the Democrats want to do because it interrupts their narrative of claiming that voter suppression is going on here.
I mean, it is ridiculous. You point out that Stacey Abrams has made a whole career out of the idea that there was voter suppression that caused her to lose the gubernatorial race in 2018 in Georgia. And as a matter of fact, if you take a look at the rate of turnout and of registration, higher for black people in Georgia than for white people.
Yes, and we see similar phenomena going on in places like Mississippi, places like Tennessee, and even in recent presidential elections, where blacks are not only voting in larger numbers than they did before, the black voter turnout rate has been higher than the white voter turnout rate. It's been higher than all groups in the country in some elections. I mean, again, how far we have come as a country. But this good news cannot be celebrated because you have another side of the political divide here who really depends on scaring blacks, keeping them paranoid, keeping them in fear that the other side is trying to steal the franchise. And that's how they turn out their base. That's how they raise money and so forth. And so that's what they continue to say, even though the reality on the ground is that it isn't true and hasn't been true for decades.
And one of the thoughts that I had about this, and it hit me last night as a matter of fact, is, of course, most of the leadership of the Democratic Party is actually white baby boomers. And there are people in the same few high school classes, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden's on a sort of far edge of that because he's older. But Chuck Schumer is certainly. And there are people who spend summer times taking time off from college to go register voters in Mississippi. This is nostalgia time. And I remember being involved in the first convention I ever attended was 1964, where there was the Freedom Democratic Party that got its delegates recognized to the convention rather than the segregationist tickets that were still coming up. This is 1964. That's the day before yesterday. Don't you think a lot of this is a lot of folks getting kind of on the older side, baby boomers, wanting to go back to the nostalgic days when they could be totally righteous on the side of something really good?
There could be some of that going on, but I think there's a much more practical explanation for what we've been seeing in recent weeks here, or really recent years, frankly. And that is, you know, right now you have President Biden, his economic agenda seems stuck in the mud. His approval rating is low. COVID is not going well. And so he wants to change the subject. He wants to rile up his supporters. He's got midterm elections coming down the pike here in November, and he needs an issue to get his people excited and involved. And the fallback position is racial division. And that is what he's falling back on here. And I think that is really what's driving this. I don't think anyone believes that the black franchise is in any kind of jeopardy, let alone the kind of jeopardy it was 60 years ago. They're doing this out of political expediency, Michael. I think that is primarily driving it.
So, you know, I counted recently there have been five different major articles that predict that if these voting rights acts don't pass, there will be such deep racial divisions that people visualize the breaking up of the United States of America and violence in the election of 2022, if not of 2024. You've seen all that.
I think it's a little hyperbolic, really. I do. This is a debate taking place among elites, and again, liberal elites who claim to be speaking on behalf of black Americans. But if you look at some of these so-called Jim Crow 2.0 provisions, like voter ID laws, you know, a majority of blacks support those, Michael, along with a majority of whites, a majority of Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives. You'd never know that listening to the debate, but that's the reality. So, no, I think this is a lot of hyperbole.
Do you know what a lot of the coverage on these votes last night, what they mentioned first, the voting reform that was blocked, and I don't for the life of me understand why this is racist, was a national holiday for Election Day? Through what mental trickery do you sort of twist yourself around so that being opposed to a national holiday for Election Day is racist?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But everything is viewed through a racial lens these days. Everything is this hyper-racialization. It drives me crazy, but that's the world we're in. The Democrats think it works to their advantage. We'll see, but I don't think it does ultimately.
Yeah, and again, it seems that there would have been at least some defections because there are many Republicans who have really what people used to call an outstanding civil rights record, who've been involved for fighting for real justice for a long time. But the fact that there isn't a single Republican, not one, who came out in favor of this legislation in the votes last night in the Senate, doesn't that tell you something?
It also, what it tells me is that they don't want a federalization of the voting processes in this country. They want it to remain primarily a state-run function, voting and protocols for voting and so forth. They don't want a federal takeover of the system, particularly a federal takeover that the Democrats want to try and use to their advantage in terms of claiming that, you know, there are racist practices in this state, so we need the federal government to step in here. And they don't want that, and I don't blame them for not wanting that. That's not the way the system was intended to be.
I guess that some Democrats may have the assumption that they win, it's a win-win for them. Either they win by getting people riled up and getting a huge turnout, and then if that happens and they actually get that huge turnout, well, then they can say it shows how much people care about this. If they don't get a huge turnout, they'll say the Republicans successfully suppressed the franchise. What do you say?
Yes, they're making a sort of heads I win, tails you lose argument. So I talk about how voter turnout is up. They go, oh, it would have been higher if there wasn't for voter suppression. But if turnout was down, they would have said, well, that too is proof of voter suppression. So yes, they are making a sort of circular argument here. But again, I don't think the American people buy it. And I don't think black Americans buy it. This idea that they can't find a voter ID, they can't find identification to go vote, or they're incapable of going to vote. When they are sufficiently motivated, like I said, black Americans have voted at higher rates than any other group in this country. And so I think it's insulting. The claims that are being made on their behalf by these elites.
Deeply insulting and deeply misleading, but not Jason Riley. His piece in the Wall Street Journal, "The Racial Progress Democrats Won't Admit," helps put this entire issue in context. Continued strength and continued productivity, and I very much look forward to a new book soon. That from Jason Riley. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sometimes you really begin to wonder if people even take themselves seriously, or whether they have to recognize that this is like a stunt, it's a fraud. For instance, Charles Blow, he has a column today, respected columnist for the New York Times. He writes very well. It's just a lot of what he writes is just nuts. It's just off the chart. Today he's saying that for black voters, this is a flashback to the 1890s. Not the good old 1990s of Bill Clinton's rule. No, this goes back to the 1890s. We're talking William McKinley here. Are we really? Well, a little bit of Grover Cleveland. I mean, William McKinley was actually a stalwart supporter of civil rights. He was a Republican. He was a war hero in the Civil War as a sergeant, by the way. And by the way, Karl Rove has written a wonderful book about William McKinley and how he's one of those more underrated of recent, no, well, not recent, of all U.S. presidents. Anyway. The idea that we are back to the 1890s, and back in the 1890s, the Republican Party, and it was the Republican Party, had to fight to protect the franchise, to protect the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution that granted people, black people, the rights to vote. And you also had, in the 1890s, you had a very high level of lynching that went on without police consequences. One of the things that made people such passionate believers in Dr. King and the civil rights movement back in the 1960s, 70 years later than the 1890s, was the fact that there were still people being lynched. There's still people being murdered. There's a civil rights worker, very impressive guy named Medgar Evers, who was shot in his driveway by a Ku Kluxer for the crime of being black and demanding his rights. He's peacefully right in front of his family. And it took, by the way, many years to finally get a conviction on the Ku Kluxer who did it and was still around. The peak years for the Ku Klux Klan in terms of membership and money and influence, because those are the years when it had spread to the North and there were Ku Klux Klan efforts in the North. The peak years were the 1920s and 30s, which combined with a guy named Hitler abroad, which is why the Ku Klux Klan back in those days was also profoundly anti-Catholic and they had it particularly in for Jews and Italians. And of course, black people who have always been the main target of the Ku Klux Klan. But to compare that to the day, if somebody wants to try to do that, okay, without cheating and finding out what it is that Charles Blow says to make his ridiculous case, what way do you think the situation for black people in 2022 actually resembles the 1890s? Are you kidding? And again, it's black office holders everywhere at every level. And some outstanding leaders in this country. You can even listen to the debate between a Tim Scott and a Cory Booker. That would have been unthinkable in South Carolina, of course, in the 1890s. You know what? It would have been unthinkable in New Jersey. Really? I mean, can we be a little bit realistic here? This is Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, speaking about black office holders who are not quite so impressive. She's a mixed-race office holder. On CBS News with Gayle King, she talks about how folks are outraged when they hear about the Georgia law. Listen, this is clip 9.
You'd be surprised how many people in the burden of everyday life are unaware of what's happening in these states. But when they become aware of laws that make it illegal to give people food and water if they're standing in line, they're outraged.
Okay, who are these people who are outraged? Because it's not true. It's not illegal to give people food and water. It's illegal to have an organized effort, organized by a campaign, where you come up by a campaign and you try to politic while people are waiting in line. That's generally forbidden, even without the food and water.
No,
that's right. Even without the food and water, it's no-no to Bruno. Don't mention Bruno, right? Okay, and then we have also this declaration by Nancy Pelosi. And I think she may have done this little number to make Biden look good by comparison. Seriously. Because as dotty as the President of the United States may seem for a while, the Speaker of the House is older than he is. She is. And she had this to say about her fellow Democrats today at her press conference. This is clip 10.
I say to my members on a regular basis when we gather in caucus, and as you know, sometimes it's hybrid these days, but anytime we have gathered in caucus, when we're actually virtually or hybrid, I've said to them, under this roof, figuratively or actually, is the greatest collection of intellect, integrity, and imagination for doing the right thing for the American people. I have great confidence in the integrity of my members.
The integrity? Do you have confidence in the integrity? Can we just play that last part again? It's pretty amazing.
An imagination for doing the right thing for the American people. I have great confidence in the integrity of my members.
Has anybody looked up integrity? I'm not sure that is a word in any known language. I mean, Speaker Pelosi, what she's doing here is, and I know the reference, okay? President Kennedy, when he hosted a White House banquet for Nobel Prize winners, and they had a little concert performance by the great cellist Pablo Casals, and there were physicists and not economists, because that hadn't become a Nobel Prize yet. But in any event, President Kennedy had a very witty line. He said, "This is perhaps the greatest collection of brilliance and genius ever gathered in the White House since Thomas Jefferson dined here alone." And, okay, it's a way of paying tribute to President Jefferson. By the way, there's no way that President Kennedy, wherever he is, would ever favor tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson. They used to celebrate in Kennedy's day Jefferson Jackson Day dinners, we would have, Republicans would have Lincoln Day, and there would be an annual celebration for our greatest president. They would have Jefferson Jackson Day, both of whom are kind of off the list now. I'm not even sure what they do. They don't name the day, the Democratic celebration, after a president. And will they someday be having Biden Day dinners? I think it's kind of doubtful. What's fascinating to me is watching the level and the intensity of the reaction by the Biden administration trying to apologize and to kind of rephrase things that he said that didn't make any sense, that damaged the position of the United States globally, particularly regarding Ukraine. And I'm not sure that the Biden administration, with its follow-ups and further discussion, actually did the Democratic cause much good. And speaking of the Democratic cause and doing good, Gerald Seib has a list of political wild cards that we should be looking forward to for 2022. And what about the policy pitch for the new contract for America that Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans are planning to draft? And why is it? What are you picking on Anna for? That's the voice of Anna, Kristen Bell, under fire for some shocking photographs showing her with sheriff's deputies, encouraging police officers and expressing appreciation. When did that become an embarrassment or a subject for attack? It's unbelievable. We live in fascinating times. But there's all kinds of evidence that this election could be transformational, and that maybe, just maybe, in 2020, Republicans lost at the perfect time. We'll talk about why and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.